Steve Jobs was a creative visionary, changing and departing this world before his time. He was a father, husband, and a much-loved friend. It's time to delve into the life of Steve Jobs, the man who gave his all, but lost the one battle he couldn't win.
When Tina Chekeva looked at her grandson, Andre, she saw only one thing. Money. £65,000 in all. It would mean she could buy her own flat, a car, and a life away from the Russian market store she ran. The price she was prepared to pay? Her five-year-old grandson's life. He'd be sold, killed by lethal injection, and then dissected for his organs, which would make a huge sum of money on the macabre European black market.
Get Closer is a new way of grouping consumers in the UK. It helps us identify different consumer segments based on common attitudes, needs, and behaviours. The market has changed dramatically in recent years, and we need to understand and respond to changes in consumers' payment and borrowing behaviour. With the insights Get Closer gives us, we can recognise which segments offer the biggest opportunities for us to grow, and which are most valuable to us. This is the true story behind one of the royal family's best-kept secrets, Prince George, black sheep of the House of Windsor. If the 1920s and 30s had a royal bad boy, George was it. With devastating good looks and charm to match, he danced his way through a world full of hard drugs and casual sex, with both women and men. He was also a man of high artistic promise, and was to make a fairy tale marriage to a beautiful princess. Above all, he was desperate to find a meaningful role, and he finally died in pursuit of it.
Bruce Forsyth invented light entertainment on British TV in the 1950s and went on to define it for the following decades. Every generation has its Brucey reference point, its store of catchphrases and chin-thrusting impersonations. No other TV personality has meant so much to so many people over such a long period. Forsyth is the link between variety and television entertainment, one of the few to master the old medium and graduate even more successfully to the new. Morecambe and Wise did it for a decade or so, but Forsyth, less critically adored, has done it for 50 years. I took off my rucksack and lay down in a grassy hollow at the edge of the cliff. The sun was hot, and soon I took off my shirt, and then my boots and socks. The air was filled with the humming of bees and the buzzing of insects, and I looked across to the distant peaks, which were now beginning to shimmer in the haze that was enveloping them. And quite soon I fell asleep.
June 1987, and a potted plant, variety unknown, smashes through the window of an upmarket restaurant in Oxford. Minutes later, this blonde bombshell in black tie and tails is running down the high street, escaping the long arm of the law. 20 years later, he'll be the mayor of London.